Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinkings, and it is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Jesus, hold my hand.
I need every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Teach me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption songs someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and never firmly take my stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Jesus,
hold my hand.
I need
every hour.
Through
this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power.
Those that look for his appearing, to them will I return the second time without sin unto salvation. I will now show you where we're going once the rapture hits. But before that, God laid on my heart a scripture that I need to share with you. Maybe for those on the internet, somebody needs to hear this, because I felt it very strongly. It's found in Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk, not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance. Understanding being darkened, watch the politicians. Their understanding is dark. They have no idea what they're talking about. They don't even want to try to be godly and have morals. Who are past feeling and have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all cleanness and greediness. They're greedy, they're full of uncleanness, they're living for the devil. Simply, that's it. Then it goes on to say, but you have not so heard of Christ, if so be that you heard him. The question he puts there, have you heard from God, if you live like that, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus? Has God opened your mind and heart to the truth, or are you trying to somehow do it by yourself, getting to know God slowly, slowly? No, the question here is, if you live like that, and you mention Jesus, like a lot of them do. They mention God, they've been baptized, they take communion, but you have not so heard. But if so be that you have heard him, it says, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. So he's questioning somebody's salvation, who is calling upon God, if he lives like a pig. Short and sweet, I'll give it to you, barn language. If you live for the devil, you may have not heard from God, regardless how often you call yourself a Christian. And then he goes on to say, in Luke 21:36, watch for the rapture. Watch you therefore, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So there's double warnings here, for those who think they're saved, and for those who are. Watch you, pray, make sure you're looking for this Christ. Make sure you're not living like the world. And sometimes when you look at what's happening in churches today, when you study it on YouTube, you go like this. I don't know if they're looking for Christ. They're not looking for the imminent appearing of our Jesus. They couldn't be with the way they operate. It's impossible. So, are we ready? Those of you watching through the internet, are you looking for Jesus to come back? And the big question is, are you really born again? That's the most important one. You go through the tribulation, you still have a chance. You still have a good chance of going to heaven. Many, many, many billions will go to heaven that come from the tribulation. But once you're in hell, it's over for the rest of eternity. The tribulation is going to be a kindergarten's picnic compared to the eternal lake of fire. I kid you not. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the good part. Revelation chapter 4. There's John after God has finished talking to him about the churches. After this, I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Where's John going? Up. Where? Where God is. Hallelujah. Come up hither, and I will show things that must be hereafter. Hereafter what? After the church age, once the church is finished, he'll show us what will happen afterwards. Guys, read it. Your hair will stand up. You will not believe the horror that God pours out on this planet. But it's true, it's written, it's going to happen. And immediately I was in the spirit, and before the throne was set, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. There's something very interesting about the throne. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 6, listen carefully to this one. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass. Remember now, a sea of glass, a wide open expanse. As far as the eye could see, a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were who? Four beasts full of eyes before and behind. Interesting. It's kind of empty, isn't it? Around the throne and the sea of glass. This is what I like. And Revelation chapter 5. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, and there are seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Who did that? The Lamb of God. For those who are preaching, there's no such thing as the Trinity. Take a look at these scriptures. He takes a scroll out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. So there's the Father, Son. Where's the Holy Spirit? Oh, he'll show up pretty soon, don't worry. He's not going to miss the party. Hallelujah. And when I hear people preaching, they don't believe in the Trinity. It's just Jesus. Well, who's the helper that God, that Jesus sent? Who is he? It's the Holy Spirit. His Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Don't try to figure him out. I did for the last 40 years. Still haven't got it. But I'll get it someday. Hallelujah. So, listen. And Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Here's what happens to the sea of glass. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. Before there were just the beasts, and the 24 elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. All of a sudden, that sea of glass filled up with millions of people. At the end of the tribulation, it gives another number which cannot be numbered. So during the tribulation, there's going to be a bigger harvest than before the tribulation. That's where the wheat harvest comes in, the big one. And let me tell you, John couldn't give a number. He just said there's so many, no man could number them. Here he gives a number. Try and figure it out. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So it must be about 2 billion people here, maybe 3, but it's going to be a large number. It says angels. We'll find out who those angels are. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. When you study the book of Revelation, John always sees an angel, and God shows him something. And he falls down to worship the angel that shows him. Ever read that in the book of Revelation? And he says, stop worshiping me. I'm of your brethren. Interesting, right? During the tribulation, I'm of your brethren. I'm the same as you. Study it, and you'll see that Scripture speaks to Scripture. And that's how you have to read the Word of God. It's not just some book that somebody has written. It's a book that the Holy Spirit has written, and you can't figure it out in one reading. I want to tell you that. And here is what those millions or billions of people are singing. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain. Who was slain? Our Lord. Hallelujah. He was slain. And let me tell you, and you have what? Redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Hallelujah. These are the angels, so-called angels, that are singing around the throne on the sea that was on the sea of glass that was empty, that is now filled to the brim. Hallelujah. We're gonna experience that. When will you experience that? It says, you never know. It could be today. Nobody knows the day or the hour. Before I leave this room, the question is, everybody listening on the internet, are you ready? Are we all ready here? Let me tell you, I'm ready. I'm ready for Jesus to come back now. Actually, I would love him to come back right now, the way I feel. Hallelujah. And what did God make us? I love this. He has made us unto our God kings, that's rulers of what? Cities, towns, planets, maybe universes. It's pretty big out there. So says the Hubble. Hallelujah. They haven't reached the end. They haven't seen the end of the space that God created. And it's still growing. Hallelujah. He has made us unto us. God's kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. While we're on the earth here, which is going to be another 1,000 years after the tribulation, we're going to be kings and priests, and we're going to be ministering. If you think you're a minister now, you're going to be one during the 1,000-year period, and it's not going to be, I wish you would believe what I'm telling you. No, I'll say to him, tap him on the back, let's go, we got a trip to Jerusalem. Jesus is gonna take care of your problem. I'm just one of his priests, and you are going to answer to him whether you believe what I say or not. Hallelujah. That's our destiny. And it's not finished there. It goes on for eons of billions of eternities. You'll never see the end. Kings, priests, healthy bodies that'll stand up to anything, never being sick. Oh, hallelujah. That's gonna be great. The food is going to taste fantastic. Who likes to eat? Hallelujah. Who likes to drink? Hallelujah. The wine, you can't beat that stuff. I tell you, how do I know? I used to make a lot of wine, but I haven't reached the wine. I turned water into wine, but I have never made wine like Jesus did. Just say, fill those jugs here with water. And voila, they drank and they had the wine. Must have been great. Anyway, this is what's waiting for us. And we better be ready. Young kids especially. Stay off the internet when it comes to pornography. And there's even worse stuff than that sometimes. You need to give your heart to Christ. Regardless what you do in your work, don't let it become your God. Don't let your sports become your God. Don't allow it. Tear it from your heart if you can't master it, because you'll have to get rid of it one of these days anyway. So let the Lord open your heart to this and bless you.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul. My burdens gladly bearing. take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Then sings my Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart! Then I shall bow in humble
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.